And a very good afternoon to you, Ross.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you for coming in today. Nana, tell us all about this podcast you do.
Yeah, so it's called General Witchfinders. So it came about with a lot of podcasts did in during lockdown, where me and two of my friends from university decided that we would get together and watch old horror movies together and just talk about them.
Yeah. So have you always been a horror movie fan?
Yeah, I think it... When I was younger, my dad used to record all like the Universal Dracula and Wolfman and stuff and video them for me, and then I would watch them and go to bed terrified at night. Yeah, but yeah, so it's been in my blood since then, I think.
Yeah, and all those old Hammer horror films, you do all those?
Yeah, so my friend John, who's one of the other guys who did the podcast with us, he's a big Hammer fan, and he wanted to basically introduce us to all of that. So we started off with Christopher Lee, Dracula AD 1972, and we've moved on from some there.
Yeah, all the classics, all those Christopher Lee and all those. What about, do you do things like The Wicker Man? And
yes, so folk horror is something which is really quite popular at the moment, and we've been doing a couple of folk horror stuff, including we've done The Wicker Man a couple of years ago now, but it's definitely a favourite. It's one of the ones that's most downloaded.
Yeah, it's a classic, isn't it? It's quite an unusual one, though.
Yeah, and it was, because at the time it was contemporary, and it was also something which didn't have any like the traditional monsters and stuff in there, but it was kind of like that evil just under the surface and sort of like the strange community.
Yeah, they were definitely a little bit strange.
Yes.
But that was Edward Woodward. Was that Christopher Lee as well?
Yeah, Christopher Lee. It's one of his favourite films. I think he did it pretty much for nothing, because he really, really believed in that one.
Yeah. What sort of other things do you like watching?
So we do a lot of Hammer stuff, but we've also go back and do a lot of old BBC things. We did a thing called The Stone Tape, which was like a play from like the 1970s by a writer, Nigel Neal, and that's kind of like influenced how people think ghosts actually are. He came up with the idea that ghosts were like absorbed by the buildings where something bad happened, and that if the conditions were right, you could replay those sort of things. And yeah, that's an excellent play from back then.
And tell us about this publication that you've brought in. It's very, very glossy, very professionally put together.
Thank you very much. Yeah, so in my day job, I'm a designer, but I used to do a lot of print stuff. But the last few years, it's all digital, and I was really thinking, you know, I'm not doing anything I get to hold in my hands, and everything is just like disappears as soon as it's gone. So I've really wanted to do like a magazine. Mm-hmm. And lots of the people who listen to the podcast are writers or artists, and me and my friends are artists and writers as well. So we thought, okay, let's just get some people together and put it out, and it's going from strength to strength. We're on our fourth issue now. We've managed to get a distributor, so we're going into bookshops and like galleries and places like that. So it's going well.
Wow, that's very impressive. Yeah. And what sort of things are in the book? In the book magazine?
It's a mixture of short stories, only about 2,000 words each, and we try and theme them. We do it twice a year. One sort of comes out, the next one's coming out on the 1st of May, and we do that sort of like a summer sort of horror sort of stuff, more folk horror type stuff. And then we also do one on Halloween, and that's going to be it's a bit more gothic-y sort of stuff. And so we have short stories, we have articles mainly, so there's one in there where someone's gone through a director's commentary, which Christopher Lee did on a film called The Scars of Dracula, and basically like did a deep dive into all of his answers. And so we've got that. We also do artist profiles, because there's lots of amazing artists out there who do sort of spooky related stuff. That kind of thing, really.
I'm the guy who hides behind the sofa when all this stuff is on, you know. And you've got an event coming up, haven't you, in Dorchester?
Yes. So one of the first bookshops who took a punt on us was Teeter and Skylark, which is an amazing little independent bookstore in Dorchester. And they asked us if we would like to do an event on folk horror, because that's something which is really quite big with their customers, and they got a nice little folk horror section there. And we thought that it'd be good to coincide that with the launch of our next zine, and so we're doing that on the 5th of May, next Tuesday, in the King's Arms. Get King's Arms and King's Head mixed up in my mind. And so basically we're going to do the first half. It's going to be me and the two other General Witchfinders are going to sort of talk about what folk horror is and what it sort of links to sort of British horror movies, and then the second half we're going to be reading some of the people who've written the stories in this issue are going to be reading some of those out. But we've also got some live music as well. The Flaming Cactus Band are going to come along. We're a local band. I think they've learned some of the music from the Wicker Man.
Right, so spooky stuff.
Spooky, but like not too scary. You know, a little bit. It's family friendly, but we're saying 15 and up because some of the clips from the films are 15 certificates. Oh, right.
Are you going to spook the room out a little bit?
I don't. Depends what scares you. You might be cringing a little bit, but but we'll see how it goes. But we'll be reading some of the spooky stories out. So hopefully there will be a little bit of an atmosphere there.
I bet it's good fun at your house at Halloween, isn't it?
We go a little bit overboard. We don't do as much as we used to, but I tried my best to. My wife said, you can't scare the kids too much. She comes to the door and I said, but that's what Halloween's about. You've got to scare them a little bit.
You could probably terrify them, couldn't you?
I'm quite big and imposing, and when I swing that door open with all the spooky music and the lights and stuff.
Now then, if people are interested, where can they get details of the of your podcast and the magazine that you do and the events?
So the best place to go would be GemmaWitchfinders.com, which is our website. It's got everything on there. The tickets for it is ticketed, the launch event, and you can get tickets from T-Sun and Skylark's website, but just go to GemmaWitchfinders.com and there's links to that on there, and then you can just look for us wherever you get your podcasts and just look for Gemma Witchfinders.
Brilliant. And there's all sorts on your website. I had a look the other day. T-shirts and everything.
Oh yeah, we started doing t-shirts. Got one on here. Big Chris Lee. We are big Christopher Lee fans. We just do a range of things. We've got our t-shirts, we've got our zines, we've got stickers, all different bits and bobs.
And just tell people, you said you're a designer, aren't you? But tell them who you work for.
Oh, I work for the RNLI. So I in Paul, so I help raise money for the RNLI and do sort of all of our kind of fundraising emails and things like that.
Yeah, you've been doing that for very long?
Oh, I thought it wasn't very long at all. Then, on LinkedIn you get a thing said, oh, well done, it's your 7th year. And I went, 7 years? Love it there. It's probably the happiest I've ever been in any of my jobs. It's just great to be doing something which makes a big difference.
So you're designing all the promotional stuff and things like that?
For the email. So there's me and a couple other guys working in the email department. So there's a lot of work going into the emails that come out telling you about what we're doing, but also trying to raise some money. And we do like regular newsletters and things like that as well.
Yeah, and that explains why this your General Witchfinders magazine, so it explains why it's so nice and produced.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I've been a designer since I was 19, so I'm not even going to try and work. I don't want to tell people how old I actually am, but yeah.
Well, you don't look old.
Oh, thank you very much.
Okay, well, thanks for coming in today. Anyway,
thank you for having me.